Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And there was a bye week, a lonely, down, lonely, no All-Star Touch Football League.
Long, super long
bye week.
Feels like you haven't played him forever, and he's still got the whole week to go.
Yeah, it's been super fucking long.
Last week we didn't have like none of the scores from the games or the week five games or nothing like that. So this week we got the scores from the week five games, and we'll go over the week six games. All right.
Aaron Jones, I just lost the lead.
Really?
Yeah, I need Geronimo to do something. I'm talking about fantasy. I'm glad Aaron Jones dropped that pass, but anyway, go ahead.
All right, so week five, Steel City beat the Immortal Kings 28-7. Colonial Diner beat the Hybrids 36-34. Price Electric beat the Prospects 14-13. Rock Bottom beat the Panthers 40-28. The Decepticons, a.k.a. the Sloth, beat the Monstars, a.k.a. the Ravagers, 25-12. Camden beat the Braves, 41-26. The Patriots beat GCRs, 26-15. So that was the week five scores that we didn't have last week.
Last week, yeah. So,
with all that, we wanted to...
What do we have? What are the games coming up this week?
All right, so this week we got at 8:45, is Steel City versus Price Electric, the Braves versus the Decepticons, or a Sloths, whatever you want to call them, the Patriots versus the Monstars or Ravagers, Colonial Diner versus the Immortal Kings, and then at 10 o'clock is Camden versus the Panthers, Rock Bottom versus GCRs, and the Prospects versus the Hybrids. So I guess it's official. The Prospects are still in the league. They're on the schedule, so they're still in the league. So that's
good.
Yeah. Because we can't afford to lose any more teams, so it's good to have them back.
They never left, so.
Yeah, but it's good that they didn't leave, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I guess you could say. So, let's see. I don't know if this guy's done game of the week or anything like that.
No, there's nothing on there.
I don't know what he's been doing.
He hasn't posted anything on Facebook, so.
So, we can find our own game of the week.
Yeah.
The Barbershop Talk Radio.
I would say the game of the week would either be the Braves versus the Decepticons or the Patriots versus the Monster or Colonial versus the Immortal King. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to say Steel City versus Price Electric.
I think Colonial should definitely blow out the Immortal King.
But what does the Immortal King beat on?
That'd be crazy.
I know.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, and we can't say Rock Bottom or GCR is the game of the week because, we can't say
not.
Camden versus the Panthers.
Definitely not.
And we can't say the Prospects versus the Hybrids either.
Camden versus the Panthers could be an interesting game.
You think that's more interesting than Steel City versus Price? I think
that should be the game of the week.
I think Steel City versus Price.
Steel City versus Price, because I know Price Electric can rock with them. I know it.
You think so?
I know it.
I'll say Colonial and the Immortal Kings.
I know.
Colonial and the Immortal Kings.
All right. Let's put Mr. That's Jim. Yo, Jim. What up, bro?
Yeah, what up? Did you say unmuted, dude? You have me on mute? Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Didn't meet you at all. But
I thought for sure you already knew this, but I thought Kim was going to say it in the beginning, but she didn't. I have late breaking news just fresh off the stove. I thought you would have saw it. I'm only saying it because it was posted on Facebook, so obviously the guy doesn't care. People know, obviously. Larry posted on Facebook that the Prospects are back in, and they picked up Grasso, the quarterback from Reflection, for the rest of the season. Oh, shit.
Oh, is that why they came back? They were allowed to pick up him?
I just read his statement. That's all I read. I don't know what's going on with the other stuff. I'm not here to talk about any of that. It's an official yes. I'm only saying it, like I said, I'm only saying it on the show because he posted it for everybody to see. I'm not like, you know what I mean? I'm not If he would have told me on the down low, I wouldn't. If he would have told me on the down low, I wouldn't have said nothing. But yeah, he posted it, and now we're all. Well, I just said one thing, but we're all not all, but there's just a few people commenting on it right now. So yeah, Grosso is
big decision on E3 JT will 100% be appealed, and we are extremely confident we will win. That's what he put. Breaking news, prospect and holdout. Acquire QB Anthony Grosso off free agency. League decision on E3. JT will 100% be appealed. And we are extremely confident we will win.
What?
That's just what he posted.
I don't want to talk about
that. Yeah, that's just what he posted. That's all.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I'm just telling you that they're in and they got Grosso as a QB. So that's
Grosso.
Good. That's real good that they're back
That's a good pickup for them.
Right.
Hell yeah, it's a real good pickup for them. Yeah, definitely.
I was wondering why GCR didn't do that. I thought GCR should have picked up Grosso.
Yeah, I heard that rumor too. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But I mean that's good now.
Mr. Dalton Dunn, but
Go ahead.
I said there's no shade. I'm not shitting on Dalton. I'm just saying that I just think that Dalton would have been Grosso would have been a better move for them. GCRs, I'm saying.
I don't know. I mean, they're all boys, so I don't know if they wanted to go in a different direction or not. So, but it's good that the prospects are back in. It's good that Larry's back in, and it's good that now there's another fourth elite team, and they'll compete, and there won't be any more buys for teams that were supposed to play the prospects, and it's the whole thing is just it was shitty. Now it's back to normal, so that's good. In terms of the other stuff about the suspension and all that stuff, I have no idea. I have nothing to do with that, and I don't, I hope it all gets worked out, but I'm not talking about any of that stuff.
We won't get into it. We'll keep it to the games.
We were just trying to figure out who should be game of the week. Steel City versus Price Electric at 8:45. Braves versus Decons at 8:45. Right. Patriots versus the Monstars at 8:45. Colonial versus the Immortal Kings at 8:45. 10 a.m. games, Camden versus the Panthers, Rock Bottom versus GC Irish, Prospects versus the Hybrids.
Wow.
Who should be game of the week?
I guess I would agree with you. I guess Steel City and Price, I guess. If Price has their guys, if Price doesn't have their guys, I don't know, but that should be a good game. I think our game against the Monstars is going to be a good game. Who else did you say is 8:45? Somebody else was a good game at 8:45. Oh, you and Decepticons, I think, is a decent game, too. Is that your first early game? I'm surprised you guys got an 8:45 game.
No, they play early.
We played the Prospects early.
Oh, okay.
That's our only other early game.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah, I guess I would go Price and Steel City too. I think there's a few tight games in there. So,
oh, okay, whatever. I ain't even saying that shit. But anyway, yeah, man. So yeah, we got Steel City versus Price Electric. I think that's going to be the game of the week.
Yeah, like I said, or it could be the Braves and Decepticons, or the Patriots and the Monstars, or Colonial and the Immortal Kings.
Nah,
any one of them
could
be game of the week.
No way.
The Immortal Kings, dude. I'd rather watch a WNBA game than watch that.
What if
no
the
way.
Kings?
Colonial's going to blow them out.
I think so too, but
yeah, Colonial's gonna blow them out. They better. I got Lou on my fantasy team. They better blow them out.
I was just gonna say, you guys better win because I have you on my fantasy. So
yeah, I know. Yeah, I'll see. I still can't believe you took me before I could take myself. But whatever.
Well, you took Lou, so
yeah.
I thought you were gonna take Randy.
Yeah, I should have asked Randy on Facebook who's quarterbacking for them, so I should have did.
I know, right?
Let's do some point spreads, except for your game, of course.
Why not their game?
I don't want them to make point spreads in his own game.
Well, you're making point spreads own game?
No, I'll
do it. I don't
care.
That's fine.
No, he'll do your game and you do his. All right.
All right. Steel City versus Price Election. Who should be favored and what should the points be given?
Steel City favored by 8 points is what I would say.
I think it's going to be a close game, but.
Steel City favored by 8 points.
I can see that.
Ugh.
Why, you think it should be more or less?
No, because Price Electric rocks. Like they, for
some
reason
they do. I mean, you guys were jocking Steel City so bad on the last show. Oh my God, they're number one in points and on defense. So like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm just saying that Price Electric plays everybody tough, no matter who they're playing.
They do. I mean, it's just not. I mean, trust me, I can't win any bets in real NFL, so it's not like I know what the hell I'm talking about.
I'm just saying.
You think it could be closer?
No. I think the 8 points is a good spread. It ain't nothing crazy like 17 or. I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I can agree with that.
I don't think it's going to be a 17-point game. I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah, I could say. I would say 8 to 10.
I think whoever scores more points is going to win that game. That's what I think.
Oh, you don't say. No, I think about 8 to 10. I think about 8 to 10 points. 8 to 10 points.
No, you don't. You pick one friggin' number. What do you mean between 8 and 10?
Give me 9. Give me 9.
All right, fine. I say 8. You say 9. Kim, what do you got?
I'll go 10.
All right, 8, 9, 10. All right.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
Braves in the Decepticons. Now, I'm going to say, I'm not going to give my thoughts on this.
Because you guys are both are 2 and 3. You both have the same record.
You go.
I am going to say the Braves are favored by 10 points.
No way.
You just said you're not commenting, so shut up.
All right,
I said the Braves by 10 points. And can you give Kim allowed to comment or no?
Yeah, I agree.
What?
Yeah, I agree.
You can't copy off me, Kim. You have your own voice on the show, Kim. You can't copy off of me.
No, I agree with 10. I think it. I was gonna say about 7. A touchdown. Like
Kim says 7. You say 10. I say no. I'm not gonna say anything.
All right. So Kim says 7. I say 10.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. My stars and Patriots.
I would say touchdown 7.
I think you should stay out of this one, Jim.
All right, I will. I'll stay out of this one.
I think the Patriots should be favored by 3.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, by 3.
I'd say the Patriots should be favored by 7.
Right.
I think it's gonna be a close. I don't know.
I think it's gonna be a close game. They're not gonna come out there.
Depends if Aaron. Who knows if Aaron shows up too. I mean, that's important too. If Aaron shows up,
he played his one game so he can compete in the playoffs.
Aaron's not gonna show up. He's not.
All right. Well, whatever.
Even if he does show up, it doesn't matter.
All right.
I think you guys are the better team. That's just how I feel.
Yeah, I agree.
Colonial and Immortal Kings.
Colonial's favorite, definitely.
Dude, I'm going to say, let me think about this. Colonial and Immortal Kings. I'm going to say Colonial is favored by 14.5 points.
Woo. I was going to say 15.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, Kim, you copy off. Kim, I want Kim to go first next time before me. Kim's going first.
Kim goes first next time. Kim goes first next time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, what do you think?
What
do you think, Jeff?
I think that's a bit much. But
then again, the Immortal Kings haven't really scored all season.
No, they haven't.
They've scored 31 points on offense all season in five games.
If Lou quarterbacks is 14.5, if Randy quarterbacks it's -1.5. That's it.
No,
I'm just kidding. I don't even know if he listens or not, but he's always messing with me on Facebook, so I'm just messing with him. I'm going to say 14.5.
I'm going to be favored by 11.
All right.
11.
All right, then we got 10 and quad games. Cam versus the Panthers.
Kim goes first. Kim goes first.
Yep. All right. I say
Camden's Panthers.
Camden's favored. Camden's favored by 7.
Woo!
I think it's going to be close games. Yeah. Panthers have been playing tough. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right, Jim, you're next.
Camden's favored by 11.5.
All right. 11.5. All right,
oh, you're writing this down, Kim?
Yeah,
she's writing it down.
Oh,
she's
good.
Down.
Oh, cool. Good.
Give me Camden by 14.
Wow. All
right.
Yeah.
Then we got Rock
no
Bottom versus
Panther.
No.
You
the Panthers
played,
can score.
Yeah, you just played Camden, and they play tough.
They do.
But the Panthers have been playing tough, too.
Yeah, they have. They have.
I just don't think they're going to win.
Yeah. All right, Kim, you're out. You know what? I think I need to lead off on this one.
Go ahead. Rock Bottom and GCR.
Rock Bottom favored by I don't want to disrespect GCR like that.
Let me go first then, dude.
Go ahead.
I'll do it.
Rock bottom favored by 15 points.
I was going to say 14.
I was going to say 17.
All right, there we go.
You just said you don't want to disrespect them.
I was trying to talk myself into a lower number.
He didn't want to be the first one to disrespect them, but since we all said it, he's like, all right, I'll go with it too.
I mean,
it's not disrespectful. They're playing one of the best teams in the league. It's not really disrespectful,
yeah.
You know? I mean, geez, Larry, last year when we played Rock Bottom, Larry gave us 24.5 points, dude. Jesus.
And Rock Bottom has been, like, crushing everybody so far. I don't think there's been any close games that they've played. They beat everybody
They beat us 34-20. I guess, I don't know if that was the closest. No, they only beat the Panthers by 12.
Okay.
28. And they only – they only beat Colonial by 52-0, so that wasn't bad.
You know what? I'm gonna go back to that Panthers game.
They only beat the Immortal Kings by 7.
Well,
that's
just –
yeah, I heard myself.
I'm gonna go back to that Panthers game, and I'm going to –
change your pick?
I'm going to change it to –
instead of 14?
Yeah, I'm going to change it to – give me 10. Give me 10 for the pick.
Camden
in favor by 10.
All right. Then we got the prospects and the hybrids.
Kim, you're up. Kim's up.
All right.
Yeah.
So the prospects are favored, and they got Egan now. So I'm gonna say
Egan.
Grasso. I'm gonna say prospects are favored by 14.
Hell no.
You don't think so? Hybrids,
hell no.
The hybrids haven't been doing so well.
Yeah, they haven't been, but yeah, that's your pick. All right, that's fine. I'm going to go in a different direction.
The hybrids are down there with Colonial Diner and the Immortal Kings.
Yeah.
On both offense and defense.
True.
I'm ready with mine. Hey, Jeff, if you want to go second, you can go second.
Nah, go ahead, Jim. I insist.
I got the prospects favored by 15.5. I'm with Kim on this one.
Yeah. So what are you going to give them, like 5?
No, we should make it higher now, Kim, because me and you had a high number.
No, I'm going way lower. I just think the hybrids are still in there somewhere, you know, the hybrids of old. I'm gonna say prospects should be favored by 7.5.
All right.
7.5. That's the last game.
All right, and then because we have the scores, we did the week 5 offensive and defensive rankings.
Yeah.
So we'll go over them. All right. So based off of the scores from last week, Rock Bottom's number 1 for offense. They scored 174 points so far this season. Steel City's number 2 with 172. Camden's number 3 with 164. The Panthers are number 4 with 139. The Braves are number 5 with 123. The Hybrids are number 6 with 108.
Wow.
The prospects are number 7 with 107. Price Electric is number 8 with 103. Actually, Price Electric and the Patriots are tied. Patriots are number 9 with 103.
Or Price Electric.
Yeah, either way, one or the other. They both have one or three. The Monstars are number 10 at 85. Colonials 11 at 80. Decepticons are 12 with 72. GC Irish is 13 with 71. And the Immortal Kings is 14 with only 31 points they've scored this season.
Wow. Well, how many do the Panthers have? 100 and what?
139.
I was just wondering. And then the Braves are second out of the eight teams. How many points do the Braves have?
123.
And we have 103?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Got to build. I'm going to try to build on that.
Yeah. So from the A, it's Panthers, Braves, Hybrids, and then you guys, Price and Patriots, are both the same.
Yeah.
So you'd be like.
I don't want. All right. That's cool. All right. That's cool. All right.
Rock bottom,
and actually, I can actually admit that 6 of those points are on our defense, because our defense scored 6 points last game, but I'm sure other teams scored on defense too. So fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I know the Panthers have a lot of defense.
Yeah,
points.
Camden had a kick return, and I know we had pick sixes. We had a couple pick sixes, so you know. But I'm just like I said, I'm not doing.
Well, you can take your pick sixes off, but the other teams you can leave on.
Yeah.
So check your pick sixes.
All right, let's do defense.
All right, so for defense. Number 1 is Steel City. They've only given up 40 points so far this season in 5 games. Then Rock Bottom is number 2 with 72. So Rock Bottom has given up 32 more points than Steel City has this season.
Wow.
Then the Prospects are number 3 with 75. The Braves are number 4 with 91. Price is number 5 with 96. Camden is number 6 with 97. The Monstars are number 7 with 100. Decepticons are number 8 with 110. Patriots are number 9 with 118. GC Irish is number 10 with 120. The Panthers are number 11 with 141. The Immortal Kings is number 12 with 154. The Hybrids is number 13 with 158. And Colonials last with 161 points.
Yo, let's applaud the Immortal Kings, yo.
Because they're not in last place. Their defense is
pretty
good.
They have jumped 2 teams on defense. We can play a tough defense. Let's applaud them.
They're only giving out
40
points.
Fucking
fire. Yeah, what was the official score of the Rock Bottom Immortal Kings game? Was it 7-0?
I think it was 7-0.
Yeah,
because
the guy got hurt.
Well, that's dumb as hell then, because you know it wasn't 7-0.
I know, because that kind of affected their points right there.
But, yeah, that affects all 4 teams. I mean, Rock Bottom would have – you can probably add another 30 points to Rock Bottom if they would have played that game out, you know?
Hey, but the game – that's what the game was,
the guy
bro.
Got hurt and the game got called, and
that's
they
what
all
the
scored 1 point.
I mean, that's what the
no,
game was.
I guarantee
was.
The game was not 7-0. I think they were just trying to be – I don't know. I have no idea what it was.
No,
but
that's what the game was when the game was over.
Didn't somebody get hurt and they called it?
Yeah, somebody hurt
themselves. What the hell did you do, call in the first 4 minutes of the game, dude?
The first quarter.
Probably. All right, well, we can do it, I guess.
First quarter. So that helped their defensive ranking. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Of course it did. Yeah.
I mean, we don't have any shutouts this year, but we got some low-score games where we held the Immortal Kings to 1 score and we held the Prospects to 1 score.
What about the Patriots?
Yeah.
4 scores.
Yeah.
You know, I keep telling myself, dude, don't say nothing about the Braves because they're good. You might see them again, but I can't help it because it's you. I can't help it.
You're right.
I can't help it.
We might meet again there, buddy.
I know. I gotta shut up. I know.
Yeah, definitely. Especially the way, who knows how he's going to do playoffs, but the way things are looking right now, it's you. The Patriots and the Panthers
are
neck and neck for number 1 in their division.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. I don't care. No, it doesn't matter.
You don't care what?
I don't care if you guys are the number 1 seed, you know?
You're in a different division.
We're not going to worry about you in the first round.
Crossover.
I mean, Christ.
Crossover.
Yeah, yeah. It'll, Price is number one in yours right now. They're 4-1.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, even if we finish one, if it's crossover, even if we finish one, we're gonna play somebody good, dude. Like the GC Irish or the Rabbiters or something. Like,
I thought you and the Panthers were both 3-2, but actually the Patriots are number one in their division and with 3-2, and the Panthers are number two. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But
it's early. So right now, it's so early.
Wow. Whatever, man. Whatever. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're the place to good because the talent level is so close.
Well, if he does crossover right now, it'd be the Monstars. Based off of this ranking he has,
the Monstars can be anybody.
You just said Aaron's gonna be there for the playoffs too. So that's, you know what I mean. So
I mean, the one seed
in our division is not. I mean, I still won it. Don't get me wrong, but whatever.
And you usually get a bye the first week. If he does it, I don't.
I mean, I would love to get the number one seed and play the Immortal Kings.
Well, actually,
they won't even be
right
in
now.
It. They're not gonna be in it. You'll play Colonial. One team from each division is not going to make the A playoff because there's five A teams in each division. So the top four in our division, the top four in your division. So one team from each isn't going to make it. I don't know if he's going to have them play like a state championship or whatever.
Have him do like a consolation game that he had you guys do with the Monstars back then.
Yeah.
It'll be Colonial.
It's going to be one team from our division, which will be the Immortal Kings, and it'll be one team from your division if he does crossover. That's what it'll be. And your division, who knows who it's going to be.
It would be the Monstars.
Or GCRs. They both have the same record.
So the Monstars will play the at this point, I'm not saying that's going to stay like that, but
If he doesn't do crossover, it's going to be the Immortal Kings either way, if he does crossover or not. If he doesn't do crossover, then Colonial – no, if he doesn't do crossover, then I guess it could be any one of – it could be any one of any team in either division, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that'd be crazy.
I didn't even think that he was going to do that. We were trying to figure out if he was to do playoff rank, like seeding right now, how he would do it. And there was still, there was like extra teams in there. I didn't even think that he would have to take two teams out and put them in a separate game.
He'll take two teams out, yeah. He said he's moving the Braves into the Elite, so that'll work out good that way. And then after that, we're good.
The Braves and the Patriots?
take it easy, all right? I said the Braves, go ahead.
Why not? I mean,
it's one from each division.
You wouldn't be a sacrificial lamb for the Elite.
Let's go on to the next segment. So, guys, how was everything?
Listen, check it out. Hold on. Before we move on, I definitely still think that if they do the crossover, I think. I don't understand why everybody can't play in the playoffs, but
listen. I'll explain it to you. You have 14 teams in the league. Four of them are elite and 10 of them are A. If you have a 10-team playoff, how are you going to do that? You can't do one against 10. Two. You can't. You're gonna have an odd number of teams in the second round.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
Okay.
Like, the only way you could do it is if you give, I can't figure it out now, but is if you give, like a shitload of teams buys. You can't do it. It's always eight teams in the A playoffs. So he just has to cut – he should just take the bottom two teams and just make them play, like, maybe a consolation game for, like, $100 or something like that or no money, I don't know, and then just do the A playoffs with eight teams like he always does.
I agree, because I don't think it's fair to move an A team up to elite.
He won't do that. He won't do that.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't sign on for elite, and it's not fair to throw them in the elite playoffs just to make more teams. So I agree that would be a consolation.
He doesn't need to do that because the prospects are back. You got four elite teams now, so the one seed will play the four seed, and the two will play the three. You don't need to you know, the elite's set now that the prospects are back. You don't got to, I don't, you know, somebody, I think you guys, didn't you read an email that he said he might take 2A teams and put them up? I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think he should do that. And I don't think he will do that, but whatever.
Yeah, he did say that in an email. Two A teams were going to move up to the elite playoffs if he felt that the team was good enough to compete in the elite playoffs. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's fair, though, because, I mean, you signed up for the A division. You didn't sign up for the elite division. So to be thrown in to the elite division.
And also put the Patriots and Price Electric up there. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, why don't you kiss my ass too, dude?
What's wrong?
I better start losing games now, dude. Shit.
Move down. Let the Panthers go up to number one.
Yeah, Panthers can move up. There you go.
Yo, the Panthers are good enough.
I don't want to see them. I'm just politically correct about everything. Like, I don't want to, like, I keep saying I don't want to see them, but I don't want to see the Panthers again either, because I don't want to see Ralph again. You know what I mean? Because he can put up points. So, but then I said the same thing. I don't want to see the Braves again. And then I said I don't want to see the Monstars with Aaron. And then I said I don't want to see Price. I mean, Christ, we got to play. I don't want to see GCR. We got to play somebody. So I should just shut the hell up.
So you guys play the Monstars this week, yeah?
Correct. That is correct.
So how do you feel about playing your
good buddy?
Your good buddy Scott, man.
It is what it is. You know what I mean? I mean, I've played him plenty of times before. So.
Who's winning the head-to-head battle?
I think I am, honestly. Yeah, I think I am. He's been on some shitty teams, though. You know what I mean? He's been on some shitty teams.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I guess. Oh, what are you trying to say? He's on a shitty team now?
No, I said he's been on some shitty teams. And he was on that Al's team, and he was on a couple shitty teams. I mean, he's beaten me, too,
Braves
so.
Team.
Yeah, he's on that shitty Braves team. Yeah.
Well, I mean.
The Owls was his team, him and Aaron's team. They made it together.
Which one? The Owls?
Yeah, they made the Owls.
No, Eric was not on the fucking Owls, you dope.
I didn't say Eric, I said Aaron.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shit, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I said Eric, my bad. My bad.
Aaron and Scott made the Owls.
Right, edit that out. Tim, edit that out like you do the videos. Or edit that out. Edit that part out.
Aaron and Scott made the Owls. But I'll tell you. So, that was their team. And
that's correct.
It was horrible, but that was their team they made.
Well,
so
it is what it is.
I mean, when you're the GM of the team, who else can you blame for the team stinking?
They were good. I don't know if they were. They were good 1 year with that team. The year before that, I think they had Jabril and they had Aaron, they had Scott. We played them and we went to overtime. They were good that year. I can't remember what they.
I remember that. Scott threw an interception like on the goal line.
Correct. I don't think it was the Bucks, bro, because Eric was on our team. I don't think it was the Bucks.
That was the Bucks.
No, it wasn't the Bucks, dude. The Bucks were Eric's team. Eric was on my team that year. It wasn't the Bucks, dude.
You sure?
I don't know if they're. Yes, I'm sure. Why would it be the Bucks if Eric was on our team? Yeah. Well, I don't know what your team name was, but it wasn't the Bucks.
No, Eric wasn't on the Bucks.
Eric ran the Bucks. Eric was on my team that year, so they couldn't have been called the Bucks.
So, was Aaron on that team?
Yes, Aaron, Jabril, yes, they were on that team, yes. And I remember they played, my Patriots team went undefeated and lost to the fucking Decepticons in the championship. That was that year. The Decepticons Decepticons beat a Scots team, whatever they were called, in the first round that year. But it was a real close game.
That was the first year we had Randy.
Oh, that was when you guys
wanted
to beat
him. Yeah, you guys weren't even in the A. I don't know where the hell you guys were at. I don't know where you were at.
We played in the B. That was the first year we had Randy. And that
I think
was
that, the, I think that's the year you beat Colonial for the B championship, isn't it? I think.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
And the Bucks. It was the kid that's on your team now. The kid that
yes,
touched down against the control. Yeah, him.
Yes.
It was him, Aaron, Scott.
Correct.
And I remember you guys played them. You played them the week before we played them, and you guys went to overtime. But Scott, in regulation, Scott threw an interception down on the goal line because they had the lead. They were about to take the lead to win the game, and he threw an interception. I think Kevin picked them off on in the
end
zone.
No, that was You're like 99% right. The game went to overtime and they got the ball first and Scott completed like a 15-yard pass on first down. He had like second and goal from like the 4-yard line in overtime and he threw a pick and Kevin returned it for a touchdown and we won. We never even saw the ball. Yeah.
Yo, that was like fucking 4 years ago and I still remember that shit.
Yeah, I remember that shit too. Yeah, I remember a lot of but you know me, I remember a lot of shit.
But yeah. The last time I remember Eric playing with you guys was like the Bears.
Yeah,
Aaron and Scott in the same team. Scott and Aaron the same team was the Bears. That's the last time I remember.
Yeah, they were the Bears. They were the Bucks. They won the Winter League 1 year when they were the Bucks. They were a few different names. So that season I remember when we lost the Decepticon Championship game. I think you called me, Jeff, that day afterwards. You're like, did you win? I'm like, no, dude, we lost. You're like, what? Oh, my God, what? You lost to them? What? I was just like, dude, I'm going to hang up on this guy right now. No, I remember. You were like, what? Oh, my God, I can't believe you lost. I was like, Jesus Christ.
No, you guys were the best team in the league that year. One of the best
teams
in the league that year.
I agree. We were.
There was no reason to lose that game.
Shut up. All right, let's go on to the next segment. Whatever.
Was that the last time you were in the A championship, or did you make it after that?
Yeah, Kim. Like 4 years ago. The last time I was in the A championship, I think Ronald Reagan was president. All right? Shut up. All right? Who cares?
Hey, you guys.
I haven't been out of the first round in like fucking 3 years. Dude, we would have possibly won the A. Jeff, we would have possibly won the A championship the year you were on, but we had to fucking play the prospects, but we won't get into that damn story for the 50th time.
I know, man.
I remember.
No, we went 8-1. We went 8-1.
He was so mad for that game. Like, we had to play the prospects. It was an elite team in the first round. Like,
yeah, you know who won the championship that year? Steel City.
Oh, Steel City was in the
A. They beat the prospects in the A championship.
And you know they beat the prospect. There was two elite teams in the A championship, dude.
Wow. Would they step down for a season?
No, it was just bullshit.
Price got screwed too because Price had to play Steel City in the first round and lost like 35-33 or something, some like complete shootout. So they got screwed and we got screwed. Like basically the two best A teams got screwed that year. It was crazy.
Oh yeah, yo, you know what? You know who else was really good? The Thunder. The Thunder was good that year.
Yeah, the Thunder played GC Irish in the first. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was a good year for A teams.
Yeah, but they take one up the never mind. All right, I ain't gonna even say it. But yeah, that was crazy. That was a good season. We had a good season, man.
Yeah.
We were dominant. We're not dominant. We
blow a lot of teams out. We just won games.
Just kind of like what you're doing right now.
Yeah, kind of. We're definitely not blowing nobody out without a doubt. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
We're just winning games. Winning games.
Yeah.
When is it?
I'm glad that we're pretty good this year. Like last, you know, Kim, I told you guys right from the first show, I had confidence.
Yeah, and you can tell, you can see a difference from this year to last year. Last year, you're like, last year, you're just blaming on yourself. Yeah. I suck. We lost. It's my fault. I suck. Like, and you can tell from the very beginning that you're different this season than last season.
Yeah, definitely. I'm having fun already. More fun than I am now. I mean, last year guys didn't show up and blah 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 blah. But this year we might have too many good guys. I mean, Christ, I'm gonna you know what I mean. Like some people are gonna expect to start both ways. I don't know if it's gonna happen. You know.
We shall see. Do what's best for the team.
Yeah,
we're gonna add somebody. We're gonna add somebody.
Let's do it.
Your nemesis. your nemesis from this week, the
GM,
the monster,
the GM.
John, my boy, John or Mike? Monster Mike or John?
No, nah, it's John.
Say it again.
What's up, Jim? It's John.
Yeah, what up, John?
Oh, man.
John.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. Still got a long way to go. So I'm taking Scott out Saturday night and getting him loaded. So 8:45.
Yeah, good. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're good.
He's gonna pretend to drink shots while you get him wasted.
Yeah, now, dude, I'm all talk, man. They went out last Saturday, and I was like, yeah, man, I'm in. I'm definitely going. And then Saturday night came around. I'm like, there ain't no goddamn way I'm going out. So I'm all talk.
Nah, when they go out, they call the league and have our games moved back. That's the thing.
What's that again?
I said last time you guys went out, you called the league and had our games moved back.
Oh, dude, I can't hang no more, man. I'm like, no, dude. But I mean, dude, you've played 8:45 games already, John, have you, this year?
Yeah.
Well,
our Camden game was definitely early, I know that.
Do you have everybody showing up this week, or you don't know, you never know?
No, we should have everybody. You know, the only kid I don't know about is the kid that got banged up against the Decepticons. I don't know if he's going to be there.
Which one was that? Was that the kid that was really, really good against Camden, or no?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, the kid from Decepticons that submarined him in the corner of the end zone. He went down his back.
Yeah, Jeff and Kim. Yeah, you guys were saying that last week. I said, yeah.
He did like a complete windmill.
Ugly.
That was ugly.
Yeah, I thought they were going to have to call an ambulance. He looked like he broke his neck out there.
Yeah, it was bad. He lost his breath. So we'll see if he's healthy enough for this week. I don't know, but everybody else should be good.
Gotcha.
You guys going to be at full strength?
I believe so, yeah. Like Manny's got something going on, like his son's starting to play football now, so now he's saying he's going to be iffy for some games, which obviously he's going to fucking kill us, but, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? But he said his son doesn't play this week, so he said he should be good for this week. So after that, I don't know, but we should have everybody this week. Jabril, I messaged Jabril like Thursday or Friday just to ask him if he's playing. I haven't done that yet, so I'm assuming we'll have everybody. So.
Yeah, same here. I mean, well, you never know the game there. We all know how it
is. Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
You always get that guy Sunday morning that don't show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, or they come in late, especially the early game. You always got stragglers coming late.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. It's gonna be a good
John,
game.
You guys are 1-4, and I don't know if you heard what we said your offensive output was and your defense
for week five, based on the scores. Up to now.
Like, we know some of them are pick sixes and special teams touchdowns. We just added it all together.
So actually,
one's a pick six.
Defense, you guys are number 7 in defense out of the whole league, not just the A. The whole league, you guys are number 7 in defense. You've only given up 100 points so far this season. But offense, you're number 10 too. You've scored 85. So you're 10 on defense, you're 10 on offense. You're
7 on defense.
Add 41 points to that this week, right? And then we'll do it for the second.
Oh, all right.
What does that mean?
41 points.
I'm only kidding. I haven't scored over 30, so I'm only kidding.
That's all right, because we don't score over 14, so don't worry about it. You'll be all right.
Oh, good. All right. So I only need 15 points then. All right, perfect.
Our defense has got it together. It's just, you know, we got to get it. We got to nail it. It's just the simple things on offense, man. It's just whatever. Can't get it together.
So you think your defense is stronger or your offense?
Based on the numbers, our defense is stronger.
Well, no, our defense is definitely playing stronger. But, offense, good.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, John, but you got to look at who you played, though. Like, you played Camden. You played Price. You play the prospects. You got a tough schedule. So once you start playing some of these lower A teams, you're going to be scoring points. I mean, that's my thing,
Yeah, well, you know, that's what we thought. We played Decepticons. We thought we were going to be able to put up some points, and we just, you know, couldn't hold on to the ball, so that didn't help.
Yeah.
But, you know, we put up our most points against Camden.
Yeah.
But that was a shootout, that game. I was down to the last possession. And then those other two games, Price and Prospect, they were one-score games.
But, yeah. You guys have been playing well. Like I said it earlier, I think you should be higher. I definitely expected you to win this week. I think Jeff agrees. I thought you were not this week, last week, I thought you were going to beat the Decepticons.
Yeah, the whole world thought we were going to beat the Decepticons. Well, whatever. So much for thinking,
huh? Let's talk about that game, John.
Yeah,
why
did you do that?
Huh?
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, that kid that you saw Jim play real well against Camden, he got loose for two big plays. Both of them would have been touchdowns. He dropped them both.
Wow.
And then, we had the ball late and a chance to go ahead. And we dropped one going up the right sideline to get a first down. So that drive ended. And, it was a lot of dink and dunk from the Decepticons. Like, Sean just played it safe. You know, not a lot of big plays. They don't really have a big play guy. So,
yeah. You
know, it was just a lot of play it safe, don't turn the ball over. And then, you know, we had our opportunities on
Christian,
offense.
Right?
You
mean Christian, right?
The ball in.
What's
that?
Now, you said Sean played it safe. You mean Christian
Scott?
Or
Christian.
Scott? Yeah, Christian.
No, Christian.
Right?
You mean Christian.
Christian.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Christian. I'm sorry. That's his name. Christian. Christian played it safe. But, you know, he does what he does. And, you know, we had our opportunities on offense. We just dropped the ball. At the end of the game, they had a chance to put it away. The defense made a stand, got the offensive ball back. It was only 19-12. Ended up being a pick on the right sideline as we're trying to go down the, you know, the score. We really tugged them. They didn't call it. It didn't matter.
Who picked it off, John?
Who's their right outside corner?
Was he white or black?
Black.
All right, I think
and,
I
you know what it was? It was that kid who was playing safety. It was the kid who was playing safety that submarined our other guy, and then he played down.
He's
that
like a skinnier.
Play.
He's like a skinnier kid.
Yeah, short kid.
I know you're talking about. Jeff, I think it's the guy who works at ShopRite that you talk to. I think it might be him.
Yeah, I think that's him.
The guy with the glasses.
Time. No, not him.
The one
that
works
kid.
In the deli.
Not the other kid. Yeah, one that works in the deli, but he's in the deli too, but. It's the kid from ShopRite.
I got you.
Yeah. I think he's the only black kid on Decepticons, honestly.
I don't know. That's what, dude, honestly, that's why I asked if he's white or black, because I knew he played defense.
Yeah, he plays mainly defense, but he came down and made that play. And our receiver actually tugged him on the bobble, but, you know, of course, the ref missed it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I mean, they could have just kneeled on it after that. It's only like 20 seconds left, so.
Yeah.
It was either going to be a 7-point loss or whatever point loss, so it doesn't indicate it. But, yeah, so that's what happened. They played it safe and didn't turn the ball over and punted a bunch and, you know.
It worked.
Yeah.
Okay.
We couldn't answer when we had to make the big play. We just couldn't bring the ball in. It stinks to watch that, but what are you going to do?
That's what the Braves can expect. They're going to play safe.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Decepticons. They're going to play it safe.
Yeah, we went out and practiced this past week, so we'll see.
Hopefully,
That's pretty gay, but okay.
Well, okay, that's what happens when you have a team full of 20-year-olds like
that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Why is it gay?
It's not gay. It's a joke. I'm kidding because I like to tease you.
No,
that's all.
Dedication,
it's not.
That's dedication, bitch.
Hey,
that's
rock bottom practice. Practices.
Dude, so do we. It was a joke.
No,
dude,
we just jumped
in the parking lot.
No. We just don't want to get, we don't want to, 2 weeks is a long time to be off, man. I mean.
No, I hear you.
You can lose your mojo, and I feel like we have,
you had a couple kinks to work out.
Plus, we have some things that we need to correct, so we'll be all right. Well, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, plus, yeah, your team's average age is like 21, so they can run every week. You know, that's not a problem for them. They don't need the break. Chris, Kaz, Reed.
We don't got a bunch
like,
of babies.
You got all 22-year-olds.
We all got Similac on our breath.
There's only a couple, actually.
A
the
couple
rest of them are veterans from the league.
Yeah, man. We don't got a bunch of babies.
Yeah.
Actually,
I don't know. Every time I look out there, I see all young guys.
Well, that's just people don't have facial hair that can make them babies.
Yeah, that guy's got babies.
You know, they don't have mustaches, don't make them babies.
But they've been in the league.
All right.
But I get what you're saying. Yeah, no, but that's not the case.
They do look young though. You do have a couple years.
Don't matter. Who cares how old they are? You're acting like it's a bad thing. So what if they are?
Yeah.
Jim.
No, it's not a bad thing. I'm saying that's good. Yeah. They can run for days.
Jim,
you don't need the body.
Jim, what? Jim, what?
Shut up. I feel like you're taking shots at us right now, yo. That's like this,
I'm not serious. How is that a shot? You're like jumping on John. Oh my god, we're not young, blah, blah. Who gives a shit?
You didn't say anything negative.
Alright, you're not young. Okay, fine. You're not young. You're just happy. Jesus. Big
deal. Yeah, they're average age is 40. They're a bunch of old guys. There you go.
Yeah, you guys are old as shit, alright? You guys are older than the Patriots, alright?
John, whoop their ass this week, John. John,
I'll try.
You know, everybody on our team has gray hair, dude. Like, you have nobody on your team with gray hair. So, yeah, you are young, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, Jim, I'll tell you what's not happening this time. You're not running in from the 15-yard line. Like, that's not happening.
That was a 5-yard line, John.
I
look at it. What are you talking
about?
It felt like you were running that long. I'm fast as shit. I mean, I got in. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do.
I know. There's nothing we can do. That's right.
You know? They said, you guys yelled to Jeff. You said, Jeff, come rush. And he's like, I can't catch that guy. And then he stayed down. That's what I heard the whole thing.
I remember exactly like that. That's exactly what I know.
I heard the whole thing.
Yep.
Did you see the Facebook post by Larry that they're back in? They got Grasso. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. I think that makes them better. How about that?
Yeah, I think JT's really good too, though. JT can make plays with his feet, so I'm just glad they're back in. So there's probably a lot more.
Yeah, me too. That would screw up the schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
That would screw up the schedule, and it's good for the league too. Like, I hope he just keeps the page running and all that stuff. Like, I hope he stays with it.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, me too, without a doubt.
Yeah, because that's huge. That's huge, because the league needs that moving forward. Can't
without a doubt.
Just
yeah,
that
page is great. You know, definitely. I'm sure there's probably tons of more comments on that post. As soon as I get off the phone, I'll check it out. I know Randy Ebert were on there.
Yeah, right before Jeff texted me to call, you know, when he tells you start at 9 really means like 10:30.
This show starts every week at like 11:15 p.m. every week, dude. It's completely ridiculous.
Yeah. He tells me to call at 9, so I'm like, I'll give him like 9:30. I call it like no show schedule. I'm like, all right, well, you know. But yeah, no, I looked up that post right before, and it was like up to like 50 comments or something.
Wow.
Well,
dude, that's awesome, man. And people love the league, you know.
Yeah. No, that's good. I love when people comment that aren't even in the league no more, but you know what I mean? They're still paying attention and following it.
Yeah, absolutely, like, yeah.
And
people that cut it up are even though not many people cut it up anymore, but the people that cut it up are even better. Okay, well, guess what? You're on the page and you're commenting, so how are you cutting it up? You know what I mean? Like, give me a break.
Yeah. You're on the league page and you're not in anymore. That's great.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. So, whatever. Whatever. They said the show starts at 11:30.
Jeff, what happened in your Camden game?
All right.
The score was
I'll take you to the fourth quarter.
Because there was a battle up until then.
It was all right. We just got a pick six, and Maurice got a pick six, and we. It was 26-28. This is in the fourth quarter with 3 minutes left. We could tie the game. And the ref said that he was out of bounds.
But when
we reviewed it, it looked like he was in. He was in. But, you know, whatever. I understand. It was a tough call. But so now it's 26-28. And then they got the ball.
Maurice picked it off.
No. They drove down the field. They drove down the field and scored. They drove down the field and scored. And then we get the ball. We go forward in our own territory on fourth down. They get the first down. We got the first down. And then, no, we didn't get the first down. They got the ball back. and then they threw it again.
No, but it went from you guys picked it off.
All within the last 2 minutes.
Then they turned around on the next drive. They picked it off from you. And got
no,
that, right
that's
back.
Early in the game. That's earlier in the
that's
game.
That's the fourth quarter. That was right there. Watch
no, no, no.
The footage.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
dude,
I don't even
know
what
the
game
hell happened or what.
I know exactly what I'm talking about. Listen, we had the ball. We scored on a pick six. We didn't get our two-point conversion. We're down 26. I mean, it's 26-28. They're up. They get the
you're
ball.
Supposed to say,
they
you're
score.
Supposed to say the higher score first, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Whatever, bitch. They score. Now we're driving. We're trying to drive to get a first down. We don't, and you go for it on fourth down. We turn it over on downs. They scored again, and there's like a minute left. We had two timeouts left. They said, "Do you want to end the game?" Before they scored that second touchdown, and I said no. Then they scored a second touchdown. We got the ball back, and then we drove the ball down, and the game was over. Basically, we didn't score in the red zone. But they went up by two touchdowns. But the game was closer than the score. You know,
so
it was 2 minutes
so
left. So we lost it late, basically.
Yeah.
We didn't finish. They finished and we didn't finish.
Gotcha.
But it was a back-and-forth game, bro. It was the craziest. I've never seen a back-and-forth like that, like closing out a half. It was like kind of like they went up 14-0. Then we tied it. Well, we didn't tie it. We got it to 13-14. We missed our extra point. 14-13,
okay.
14-13. And then they ran a fucking kick return back. And this is within the last 2 minutes of the game. I mean, of the half, I'm sorry.
Oh,
and then we
get
the ball back with a minute left. And we have two timeouts. And then we scored. On a bomb to Maurice. That was like the longest play of the game from any team.
Was he open with a jump ball?
No, he was wide open.
Gotcha.
I saw that one.
You saw that one, right?
Yeah, he was wide open.
Wide open. So
wide open.
And then we got the ball right after halftime. So we were down by I think 1 or 2 points at halftime. So I believe it was 20-18. No, actually, we got that extra point. So it was 19-20. So it was 19-20. It was 19-20 because we didn't go for two. We went for one. It was 19-20 at halftime. We got the ball, and we drive it all the way down to our own red zone. I mean, down to our own damn near 10-yard line, and we don't score. They get the ball. They drive it down, and I believe they score.
They score. Yeah.
And then so now they're up 19-26. Something like that. And then,
John, thanks a lot for answering this question, by the way.
I regretted it after the third score change.
They scored.
We scored. We picked
thanks,
them all.
John.
You should have ended the game when the asked.
I should have.
I didn't know we were getting a play-by-play. I didn't realize.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, John.
He's got a drive chart out. Is better the pass for 5 yards and then
or you can just watch the highlights on Young Slim on YouTube and
I'm all right.
Channel.
I'm all right.
He's got for the channel.
Hey.
Shit, I got to piss. Carry this. But yeah, all right.
That's
exactly what he said.
No. I mean, Jesus, we're on air, Jack. Come on.
Get John's pick.
All right, John, while you're on, who do you think's going to win, Steel City or Price Electric?
Oh, Steel City.
By how much?
Steel City or Price? I'll say Steel City by 10.
10? All right. Braves or Decepticons?
Braves.
By how much?
Braves by 8.
All right, there we got you guys and the Patriots. Of course, you're going to pick yourself. How much?
Of course.
How much?
37.
Yeah,
37. I would have said 35, but you guys by 35. But all right, that's not fair.
Yeah, all right, 37 is fair.
All right, that's good.
I don't think we scored 37 points all year, but we're going to do it this year.
All right, then all right, Colonial and the Immortal King.
Oh my God. I guess I'll take Colonial. Are Immortal Kings going to show up?
Yeah, I hope so. They did last week.
Yeah, did they forfeit that game against Rock Bottom?
Right? I think so. Or somebody got hurt and then they had to forfeit or some shit. I don't know.
Because it only said 7-0 on the score. And I'm like, yeah, they definitely said we're playing Rock Bottom. Fuck it.
Somebody got hurt.
And they couldn't continue. That's what happened.
Oh, okay.
They only had like five people and somebody got hurt.
Yeah.
Well, one of my former players is on that team. I didn't even know he was on that team. They called him like last minute because they run out of players. Yeah, I just saw him in the parking lot before that game. I had no idea he was even in the league anymore.
Wow.
But, yeah, he's not that good. But anyway.
Wow! Nice. I'm gonna tell you said that.
Yeah, you don't know who he is. It doesn't matter. Yeah, Colonial by, like, I don't know. Colonial by 7.
He said they should be favored by 37. He's laughing at your 37 points that you're going
to win. I told you, we've been saving them all year. Every point, we've been saving it. That's why we haven't scored on offense.
We haven't scored that many all season, but we're going through this.
Total.
Yeah, total, exactly.
Go ahead. Next game.
All right, what'd you say for Colonial? How many?
I'll give Colonial a win by 7.
All right, then Camden and the Panthers.
Definitely Camden. We'll say by 12.
Rock Bottom and GCR.
Rock Bottom by a million. I don't know. Rock Bottom by 24. Like.
Damn. No respect for GCR.
Not against that team. That team's ridiculous.
John,
go ahead. Why are they ridiculous?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm chewing something. Hold on. Okay.
I wish you had to take a piss.
No, I don't. What two teams do you not play this year? I know who we don't play. I know Jeff doesn't play. Who do you not play this year?
We do not play Rock Bottom. And we do not play.
It's got to be another A team. Or an A team, I assume.
Yeah, one of the crossover teams. We don't play Immortal Kings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we get there's a bye on the schedule and we miss it. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? Yeah, crying shame. We got to play Prospects, Camden, and Steel City instead.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's not much of a difference, so you'll be all right.
Yeah. Steel City, Immortal Kings, same difference. You know, it's a wash.
That's
ridiculous. Yeah, well, who do you not play then?
We only have two elite teams. We don't play Price Electric and the Prospects, and Jeff doesn't play the Hybrids or Steel City. So it's kind of.
He doesn't play Hybrids.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
The Hybrids aren't particularly good.
I mean, not yet, at least, no.
I thought they were going to be better.
I don't want to give him any bulletin board material because the one guy already hates me on the team, so I don't want to be mean. The one guy, Joe, I guess, hasn't played well. Yeah, their defense hasn't played well. Their offense is high in their standings.
Yeah, in Kim's
rankings, I mean, they're high.
Yeah, they are. As of week 5, they're number 6.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, they got a bunch of veteran players. It's not like they've never seen the league before.
That's why I thought they'd be better. I thought they would be better.
Yeah, Jeff had them like number 2 in the preseason rankings. Too. Jesus.
2.
Jeff and Larry, like they swore the Hybrids were going to be good.
I thought they would be better. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I'm not perfect.
Well, I mean, back in the day, there was a team called the Hybrids that was stacked, but that's not these guys.
But it was some of them.
They just haven't played in a while.
Some of them.
They won the A. They won the A one year. How do I know?
Yeah, I remember.
They used to wear the
Cardinals jerseys.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and they all had the same last name on the back.
And they were good as shit too. They were really good that year. We lost two games that year. We lost two games that whole year, and one was in the regular season to the hybrids, and one was in the championship to the hybrids. So they were really good that year.
Yeah,
and then they
I remember them. They
had two, like, complete stud receivers, and both of them left, like, after that year. They were both gone. I haven't seen either one of them since, and they're both complete studs.
Who quarterbacked that team? That wasn't Sean then, was it?
No, it was Tony. It was the same guy they have now, Tony. Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. No, because I remember Sean as the Pride quarterback. And then when I saw them this year, Sean was in, but he didn't look right throwing.
I don't know who you're talking about. Sean from the – I don't know who you mean.
The old – do you remember the team, the Pride?
No,
he looks like Michael Vick. He used to throw the whole field. He used to wear red jersey.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, Sean Thompson. Fuck, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, I think he's on the team, yeah, but I don't think he's not throwing. But, yeah, I saw him out there. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, good call by you. Yeah.
He was throwing when we saw them against – they were playing before us. I think they were playing Steel City.
Oh, they lost 42-0, so he probably came
It was Steel City.
Time.
Yeah, it was – like, they had him throw, but his arm did not look right. Like, I was like,
they were called the Hired Guns. I didn't know them as the Pride. They were called the Hired Guns back when he quarterbacked. That's when I remember them.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember playing them on that Mail Avenue. They were around like my first couple seasons.
Yeah, they were black and yellow. I think their uniforms were, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like them, the Widowmakers, and all those teams.
Yeah, it was a lot of – we had so many teams, man. It's crazy that we don't have teams like that now.
I know. When I came in, the league was like 30-something teams. Now it's
I know. It's crazy.
There's so many levels, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully one day I'll get back to that. There's no young guys coming in.
Yeah, we'll never get back to 30-some teams again. There's no way. Hopefully we get back to 20. I don't even know if we'll get back to 20 teams again.
Crazy. What do you think it is, though? Like,
they're
only
hanging
like
on to the teams that are still here.
Yeah. Do you think it's like accessibility? What's that?
You said, what do you think it is? Like, why do you think the teams are leaving?
Just different leagues, I believe.
You think people, like, you think they're going to different leagues? Or?
I think it's the flag football, that's all.
You think that's what it is?
I don't know what else.
Going to different leagues, players joining other teams, like.
I don't know.
Teams drop out, like the Savages and stuff like that.
I don't know what it is, but I know, I don't know. You got guys that join teams and then leave teams, and teams fold, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that happens too. I don't know. I mean, like, teams, like, come and go, like, season in and season out. Like, Reflection comes and goes, and then Hybrids come and go.
JL Septic.
Reflection only plays in the spring, right? Reflection only plays in the spring? I thought they said they couldn't play in the fall.
No, they only play in the fall. They only play in the fall.
This is the fall. They only play in the spring.
That's what it is. They only play in the spring.
I heard they only played in the winter, and then they just moved it to the spring. Since we did the winter spring thing, that's what
I call Daddy Grasso.
Yeah, Papa Grasso's playing one of the prospects now. So
Papa Grasso.
Grasso. Grasso, whatever his name
is. Yeah, Grasso, yeah.
That makes some better
on his name, bro.
Why is it Daddy Grasso? Like,
Daddy, you know, I'm not respecting his name. They are the winter spring. They are the winter spring
A champion.
They beat Price Electric in the championship.
Correct.
So good for them. But Daddy Grasso is playing on the prospect.
There's Daddy Grasso and Son Grasso, right?
Yeah.
Father and son.
Yeah.
Now the son won't.
But the son's
won't
not
play.
Playing. Just dead.
I was thinking that. I was like, oh shit, they had the son too. They're good, but he's on Rowan, so he won't play.
Oh, is he on Rowan?
There's like I've seen highlights on Facebook of him on Rowan. So yeah.
Well, I was wondering that myself, but I'd answer that question.
Yeah. No, I don't. He definitely won't play because he's on Rowan without a doubt.
Well, it's not like the prospects got bad players anyway.
Yeah, the prospects will be fine. They still got a really good defense, and yeah, they'll be fine. Larry knows a lot of people, so I don't, you know, who sees if anybody else comes out. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, yeah, he had that other guy, that quarterback for him to start last season, out there last game. the dude that always wears the winter cap. I don't know, chunky dude. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
Keith.
Yeah.
No, he, you said
the guy
quarterback last week, you said?
Yeah, that's who they
used
the first
Keith,
week they're
yeah.
missing JT, yeah.
Yeah, Keith, yeah.
Yeah. I asked him, I said, yeah, you're going to quarterback the rest of the way? He goes, I don't know, I just came out because they called me. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But,
We'll see. I mean, you know, the playoffs are going to be interesting, you know. Because that's basically what it is, man. We're all tuning up for the playoffs. And like I said, well, actually, Jim said it as well. That's because you get a first round, and you're the first number one seed. Playing the last seed is a game that anyone can win.
Definitely.
Like, because all teams are evenly matched. Like, every team. Or close.
Well, we know that.
NEA. Like, John, like, you guys have lost 4 games, but you guys have been in every game you've been in. You know, we've lost 3 games,
John,
and we've been in every game.
What's it? Do you know this? What's the status on Aaron? He's not showing up to any more regular season games, or you have no idea?
No, I don't find out about him until Sunday morning.
All right, I gotcha.
Because he works overnight into Sunday, so if he can get off early enough, he can make it.
Yeah, gotcha.
But, like, 8:45 games for him are extra tough, so I don't know.
Okay, cool. We play 8:45 this week. That's good. Okay, good.
So if you see us in the playoffs, you'll make sure that's 8:45, too?
Oh, dude, no. I'm going to make that, like, 7 a.m., dude. What are you talking about?
We'll be the London game. We're going to be over in London in a neutral site.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. 6 a.m. start, and we're going to be playing in the dark.
Bill better pay for them lights. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yo.
Well, you guys laughing at? I hear Kim laughing too. What are you guys snickering about?
Yo, go to Facebook, yo.
I can't. When I'm on the phone.
Were you gonna chance go to Facebook?
Did the post Larry put on there? Did a guy eating popcorn?
Nah, don't tell me. I'll never get an answer after we're done.
Someone put a GIF on there.
Just look at what Randy said to Larry.
And then what?
Nothing.
What Randy said, and then the picture afterwards.
Right.
Randy is all over Larry's posts all the time.
Yo, look what Randy said. That shit is funny. But what Maurice put is funnier. Yo, that shit was funny.
I'll have to go check it.
Dude, it's probably going to be... There's going to be so many posts on that thing. I want to read it.
Yo.
Got to be over 100.
Yeah. That's crazy. But yeah, man. Wow. I mean, that was funny. That made me laugh. Yeah, that shit was funny. Randy's funny as shit. But, yo, man, I can't wait till this week, man. This bye week was kind of, it sucked.
Long. It feels
long.
I didn't mind it, to be honest. If you want me to be completely honest with you, I did not mind the bye at all.
I did, man. I missed the competition, bro. I missed the competition, bro. I do.
No, I mean, I didn't miss one week of just not having to get up and you know. But, I mean, I'm looking forward to playing again Sunday.
John, how many sacks you got this year, bro?
None.
Are you
None.
Russian or no? You gonna...
Yeah, I'm Russian. I don't have any. Crawford's got like 5. Well,
you're Russian this week, John?
What's that?
You're going to rush this week?
Absolutely. I got, you know, I've been in the gym, losing weight. I got to catch it. You know what I mean?
Dude,
I've been watching that video over and over. It's my motivation.
Well, you're going to have a boring game because I get rid of the ball pretty quick, dude. Because I know I can't move, so I'm going to get rid of it pretty quick.
It's annoying as shit playing guys like this. Because it's just like, just run in to make sure you throw it in 3 seconds.
Exactly, pretty much, yeah.
I thought it was like rushing Egan. Egan fucking throws in 2.5 seconds all the time.
Yeah, well, he moves less than I do. He knows he's got to get rid of the ball.
Yeah, what's his deal? What's he play every other week?
Yeah, I don't know. I think his son plays like in some kind of baseball league or something like that, so he can't make every game. He better be there this week. He's on my fantasy. He's on my ASTFL fantasy team. He better play.
Yeah, because when Camden played the Braves, it was Egan wasn't even there. Bam was quarterback, and Egan wasn't even there at all, was he?
No, he wasn't there.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
At our game, he was trying to leave before the last drive. He had his bag packed.
Egan was there versus you, John?
Oh, yeah. He played against us.
Gotcha.
And, fucking hate playing him. But it's like, he thought the game was over because we didn't get the onside kick. But because we went for it so early, they still had time left. And we ended up picking them off on the last drive to get another chance.
Wow.
But,
no kidding. Wow. Oh, you picked Egan off in the last drive?
Yeah, we picked it. They drove down into the red zone, and they were on, like, the 5. And we picked them all dead in the middle of the end zone and ended up driving back down the other way to try and get that win and score. But, you know, we couldn't come up with it. But that was still that was a huge stand for us.
Got him.
Yeah,
that was our only
– You guys have been fighting. You guys have definitely been fighting.
Yeah, well so. – You know, but it's a bunch of veteran players. Nobody's going to give up.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. Definitely cool. I think you guys can beat anybody, honestly. I mean, anybody.
Well, yeah, I think so, too. We could, you know, do, like, simple things like catch. That'd be nice.
Yeah, you know what? That is a big part of the game, catching the ball.
That does help, catching the ball.
Catching the ball does help, you know, especially when you're wide open. But, you know.
So, Scott's pretty good this year. He's just not getting any help or what?
Yeah. No, listen, he's calling plays to get guys open. He's playing the way he always has. He's accurate. You know, he calls his plays. He gets the guys open. It's just whatever. They're not catching the ball. Yeah, I don't know what else to say about it. Like, we can't catch the ball, we're not going to win. Like, there's no two ways about it. You can't go out there and catch it for the guy, so.
True.
The hell. You know, so the throws have been there. They just got to come off with them. And that's all there is to it. And there's no two ways about it. So, and it's a different guy every week, so I don't know. You know, there's nobody to pinpoint on, like, oh, this guy sucks, just don't throw to him.
Yeah.
You know. Whatever. You know, hopefully they got all out of their system. In the bye week, they all went and bought some stick them like I told them to.
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully one more week they have the drops, and then hopefully.
Well, it'll probably be like a downpour or something. That'll help us out. That'll be the game
we
catch
not.
It. We'll play in a hurricane. We'll catch everything.
Yeah.
All this nice weather's been screwing us up, so we got to make sure we
John.
Yo.
Let me ask you this question.
Sure. Get in, bud. What do you got?
Who came up with the Ravagers?
Yeah, why'd you change your name?
I did.
Why don't you stick with the Monstars?
Because half the guys on the team weren't from the Monstars.
You guys are the Monstars. Come on, stop.
Half the roster wasn't from the Monstars, so we we needed New Jersey, so I came up with the name. You should know where the name's from.
No, I don't.
Mr. Marvel. Yeah, you call me about Marvel movies constantly. You don't know where it's from?
Ravagers. Oh, shit, the Ravagers. Yes. Guardians of the Galaxy. All right, I got you.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, I gotta go off the phone now, dude.
Yeah. Now you respect the name better. Before, like, they're not the Ravagers, they're the Monstars.
They're still the Monstars, though. There's too many Monstars on the team for it to be the Ravagers, man. You got Kay Sizzle, you got Crawford.
Monster Mike.
You got Monster. His name is Monster Mike. Like, come on.
Mike's first team wasn't even the Monstars.
Well, he became famous on the Monstars.
I hear you. He only played two seasons for him.
He played more than two seasons for the Monstars.
No. He left for the Patriots.
He was on here for more than two seasons, dude.
Okay, three seasons. He played a season. He only played one season without me, and that was his first season with the Monstars. And then I played one season with him on the Monstars, and then he left for you guys.
John. No, Jim. I think he played way longer than that.
I don't know. I didn't follow the Monstars. I don't know. I knew he was good. I thought he played more than two seasons, but John would know better than we would.
Three max.
Wow. It seemed like he was on there forever.
No. It was only because then after that, because before he played like four seasons with me before he even went to the Monstars. And then he went there. We played together. I got hurt. I was out of season. He played without me. And then I played. Yeah, so he played three. Then I played with him again, and then he left. And I played on the team without him for two seasons. So I was on the Monstars as long as he was.
But, wait, he only played one season on the Patriots.
Right. He played one season on the Patriots, and then he went to you guys.
Yeah, Jeff, you stole him from us, remember?
You guys all left. You, Reese, and Mike left. And
yeah,
Mike was going to go back.
Remember, you motherfuckers all left, remember?
Yeah. I thought I got hooked up with you guys.
You grimy, right. You grimy fucker, you.
It's okay, it's his team. But it's their ball move.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
God.
Put a dirt ball, dude.
That's right.
You notice that, John, you notice how he's just laughing. He's not saying a word.
Nothing. Nothing to dispute it. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
I didn't do anybody, bro. I didn't.
No,
you didn't steal anybody. Then you stole Sheem and Adrian from us the next year. Jesus Christ.
Well, that proved to be – that was good.
Jesus Christ. What are you going to do next, John? What are you going to do next, Jeff?
He's
going to
take Kevin Eric.
Next year? Jesus Christ, dude.
I heard Kevin leaving next. That's it. He's going to the Braves.
That's fine with me. You can have him. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I know you're not even talking, John. You stole my whole team.
I can't steal myself. There's only two other players. You got three.
Whole team. One guy.
Who's one guy?
Two.
Fuck.
Two. I said two guys.
Jim, stay out of it. You have no idea what you're talking about. This is
brave. Yes, I do. You're just mad at the world, dude. Get out of here.
I'm not mad at anybody. Why would I be mad
at John?
No, he's
definitely not mad at me.
I'm not mad at John.
He talks to John, Mike,
and I talk to everybody. I'm not mad at anybody. Except for fucking
Jack. Yeah. I was going to say, Aaron quit three teams, in the offseason or something. I don't even know.
No, I know, dude. Aaron was – we saw Aaron at the championship game, and, dude, every 5 minutes he was on a new team. He's like, oh, man, I'm with the prospects. And he was like, I'm with Price. And I'm like, what the fuck is this guy talking about, dude? It's only 45 teams, dude.
Yeah, I was just so happy when he called me and said he wasn't on anybody's roster and he's going to play for us. It's like, that's fine by me. I don't really care.
He told me to put him on my roster so he can play with us in the playoffs.
And then he showed up on the Monstars.
The next week he plays. I see he's playing for you guys. I'm like, what the fuck
is
that?
I guarantee Scott got a hold of him. That's why.
Maybe.
Whatever.
I don't know. Whatever. I don't care. I'll take him.
Oh, dude, it's not, dude. I give credit to Scott. I mean, shit, the guy's not on anybody's team. Of course, I'd go after him too. Fuck, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah,
you can have him.
Yeah, if I'd have knew that he really wasn't playing because he said he was on Price's team, I thought he was on their team.
Price thought he was on their team too.
Yo, wait, how many games have you played for you, John?
One so far.
Oh, okay. That's all he's going to probably play anyway.
Yeah, no, he might not make another game in the regular season. I'll have to come back for the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't like that rule at all either, though. I think that I've played one game years ago. Yeah, it's terrible, dude. One game.
Well,
it
used to be more games.
Yeah, you should have to play three or four, in my opinion. Maybe
I
three.
Agree.
I mean,
at least, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like one at all, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't like that either. But they did that with a bunch of teams have been doing that recently, though, bring a guy
absolutely
in for one game.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not. Know. And but you can't complain because that's the rule. You know what I mean? Like they're, you know what I mean?
No, they're doing what they're allowed to do. It's just
a
dumb
rule.
Pretty
much. Yeah, they're beating the system. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, Bill's gotten lax on that stuff. So.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. I just don't. Honestly, I don't care. I don't care if Aaron plays for you guys. I don't care what Aaron does. I mean, Aaron.
It's just that he says one thing.
He just says one thing, and I don't understand why he does it. He doesn't even have to do it. He called me. I didn't call him. Like, hey, Aaron, you want to play on my team? No. He looked at the results, called my team, like called me. He was like, hey, yeah. All right, sure. And then, whatever. He plays musical teams, and that's it. And whatever.
I'm just glad he landed on my team. I'm fine with that.
If he'd
landed on somebody else's team, I might think differently. But you know.
Were you glad when he dropped that game-winning touchdown in the end zone?
That is tough ass catch, man.
Hey, Aaron's supposed to make them. He's a star. He's supposed to be fucking a well sorted out free agent here. He wants you guys wined and dined him and got him. You know, you guys took him out to dinner.
And dined him. Applebee's.
You guys took him to Applebee's and wined and dined him.
No, I can either confirm or deny that.
No, that's my guy though. That's my boy, man. But
yeah,
I hope you guys.
Good guy. Well,
hope guys do.
We'll see. Listen, I just hope Larry gets some of them highlights. You know, I'll just start doing a Chris. None of our highlights are on the thing.
I wouldn't expect Larry to get any highlights anymore, dude. I think that page might be in trouble.
You know, because the Braves play at the same time, so I'll try to get some highlights from that game.
Okay. Oh yeah. Look, whatever you do, because like Jim said, I don't think Larry's doing it either.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't count on it.
Nah.
If you want to see the game, subscribe to Young Slim on YouTube and watch the game.
Watch the Braves highlights.
There's highlights from every game that the Braves play. Anyway, go ahead, continue.
Yeah,
he hasn't posted anything to that site, right?
We have a camera crew out there. The Braves do.
I would say Larry hasn't posted anything to the Facebook page recently.
Not recently.
Nothing, dude. Nah. We got to come up. That's why we got to come up with our own spreads now, because Larry don't do it.
Shouldn't be that hard.
So the Ravagers are favored by 37 this week, right? That's what you said.
That's right. Minus 37. That's right.
All right,
we're
no
saving all points, man. Saving them all up. It's going to be all our points for the year. We might not score after that. We're just going to use them all up this week.
Nice.
Wow. Aaron Rodgers just made this fucking throw that
I
can't even believe. Did you see that shit?
That's a great catch, too. Who is that?
Wow.
I don't know who that is, number 13. Like, who is that?
They have all bum receivers, dude. I don't know who that is. Fucking bad Lions, though. So.
Geronimo got hurt. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I saw him go out with the concussion. What's that guy's name? Lizard? Is that his name?
Oh. Allen's something. That was a nice ass throw. Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Did he catch it off the ground?
Yeah, he kept it off the ground. Almost dropped it. Oh, this dude came off the practice squad yesterday. He's lucky he got open.
Oh, God. Geronimo knocked himself out.
Yeah, I saw. All right, listen, guys. I'm going to get going.
All right, John. Yo, thanks for calling in, man. Good luck this week.
See you on Sunday.
Go out there and beat the Patriots.
You guys. All right, that's right. By 37. Can't block that out. Block it a week.
Go out there and whoop on them, bro. Thank you for calling in, dog.
Yo, Jim. Jim, just so you know.
Good.
My touchdown celebration involves sweatpants, so just be ready.
All right. Yeah, there's only one problem with that. You don't score touchdowns, so what happens?
No, I save it for key games. That's it. I get my one a year. That's it.
All
right. Yeah, John, show them what it is, John. John, show them what it is.
Jeff, why don't you shut up, Jeff?
All right, guys, I'll see you Sunday.
All right, dude. All right,
bro. See you out there, man. Good luck. Yo, the Monster is about to destroy fucking Jim.
Yeah, all right.
I can see it now. Jim's gonna be like, yo, the fucking Monstars beat us.
He's not gonna call in next week.
The Monstars beat us.
No.
Nah, I don't see that. I hope Jim doesn't.
I don't know.
Even though Jim thinks I'm mad at everybody, I ain't mad at anybody.
The Monstars only have a good team, but I think the Patriots are a better team.
Aaron is a diva, and I'm glad that he's on the Monstars. He belongs with Scott. They deserve to be with each other.
Yeah, and you're not mad at anybody. All right.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Only one person. But none of the guys, so. But, yo, let's wrap it up. We got anything else?
Nah, I think we went over everything we had. All right.
Mr. Jim.
Until next week.
Good luck. Good luck this week.
See you out there.
Thanks, sir.
See you out there, bro. Yo, it's your turn to buy beer this week.
Is it my turn? No, you didn't give me no beers last week, dude.
No, I didn't.
You didn't give me no. You guys had your own little clique. It was me, Scott, and Eric, and then it was you, and it was you guys. And then they left, and I came over to you guys.
Yeah.
Because God forbid Jeff talks to Scott, so he couldn't come over.
That's exactly why he didn't come over, or he would have.
I know.
And if anybody else is there but Scott, he would have came over.
Hey, man. I'm sorry.
I gave out Bud Lights. It's all right.
Good luck, Scott, this week, bro. I got no issue with anybody.
Yeah, you got him in fantasy.
I picked him in fantasy, of course. You know?
Oh, yeah, shit, yeah.
It's not that there was nobody else. That's not the reason why you picked him.
Yeah. I should have picked fucking Ben, just in case Egan don't play.
I got Egan, so one of us would have got a zero.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking about picking Ben, but he might be there this week, so I might have took the zero. So I went with a
sweet
pick.
That's the thing, you never know who. I thought Egan was their main guy because Ben was or whatever, but
maybe next week when we pick again, we might have to change that rule to just getting both of them.
Yeah, I told you, but you want to be difficult.
Like, nope, one or the other.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll see. If I lose, then we can change the rule. How's that?
Yeah, because you got Lou and Egan.
Yo, I did. I took Colonial Niners defense.
I said that to you, like, but you're like against the Immortal Kings. I think they're going to do good.
I hope so.
They will. Lou will be there too. Lou will give me at least 4 touchdowns in that game.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Now, what if Randy plays and then you're fucking taking the zero?
Yeah, Randy will put up 4 touchdowns. Randy will put up points too, though. But yeah, I don't get him.
Yeah, he would.
When Lou sees they're playing the worst team in the league, Lou's gonna be like, "Oh, I'm definitely coming to this game."
Look at his chops. But we'll see, man. We'll see. Wow, what a throw! That was crazy. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
All right. Let's finish off with all right, Jim. It's a wrap, bro.
All right, man. I'll see you guys later. All right, Kim.
See you Sunday, bro.
All right, you got it, buddy. See you later.
All right, see
you. All right, so everyone, we're live recording on Mondays around 9-ish. If you want to call in, the number is 516-387-1879. Or you can listen to us live on blogtalkradio.com/YUN9. SLIM 1224, or you can check us out on Tuesday on YouTube at YUN9 /SLIM. And that's it. We'll see y'all next month.
Sayonara.